KMUW's podcast platform is made possible by High Touch Technologies, a software, technology, and business communications company that provides products, services, and support to all industries. High Touch brings the human touch to technology with a world-class team of industry experts. Learn more at hightouchtechnologies.com.
This is Marginalia, a production of KMUW Wichita.
Marginalia. Notes in the margin of a book.
Notes, commentary, and similar material written in the margin of a book.
Comments and notes which are incidental
or additional to
the main topic in the margin of a book.
Tiffany Pham is the founder and CEO of Mogul, a company that provides information access, economic opportunity, and education for girls and women worldwide. As a coder, she developed the first version of Mogul, which now reaches millions across 196 countries. She's been named Forbes 30 Under 30 in Media, Business Insider's 30 Most Important Women Under 30 in Technology, Elle Magazine's 30 Women Under 30 Who Are Changing the World, among many other honors. And now she has written a book for young girls called Girl Mogul. I recently spoke with Tiffany Pham about her company and her new book. I'm Beth Golay, this is Marginalia, and here's our conversation. What is Mogul and why did you start it?
Mogul is currently the largest female millennial platform worldwide. We enable so many incredible millions of women around the world to ultimately connect and reach their goals and realize their full potential. So it's really amazing that we have created this platform, this incredible resource across different channels, app, web, mobile web, socials, emails, books, and events that ultimately enable our users to engage and connect with one another and become their best selves. Moguls.
And when did you start it?
So I actually came up with the idea when I was 14 years old. I know that was really young, but it was because I was inspired by my family initially. My grandmother, she was so amazing, a role model to me, a mogul herself. She ran newspapers and businesses across Asia and worked to provide others in need with information and opportunities, and was also one of the first women to drive a car in Vietnam, for example. So I was so amazed by her and wanted to be like her growing up. And then when I was 14, that was when my entire life changed, because that was the year that the most horrific day of my life occurred, the day that my biggest role model in life, the one person I looked up to so much in the world, my grandmother, that was the day that she passed away. And that day that she passed away, I made a promise to her that I would do everything I could to follow in her footsteps. I was going to dedicate my life towards providing others in need with information and opportunities just like her. And over the course of my many jobs and side hustles, in order to fulfill this promise to my grandmother, I ended up accumulating so many interesting jobs, which I'm happy to share more about later. But all along the way, it finally caught the attention of different people. And all of a sudden, magazines were writing about my different unique jobs. Forbes put me on one of their first 30 under 30 lists. My email address had been on there. And so then all of these incredible women from all around the world started to write me letters asking for help and advice on how to get all of my unusual jobs too. And how could they get them too within their societies? Because they didn't think they could get the same opportunities. So they started to write me. And when I would write back, because I was very tactical with steps 1, 2, 3 that you had to do, they would tell me that my letter had changed their life, that they did do these steps and they did get, therefore, that job, that interview, that promotion, and they couldn't believe it. They didn't think that it had existed in their society. So I was getting letters from all around the world, Pakistan, Afghanistan, India, China, Brazil, all throughout the U.S., all throughout the Midwest. And ultimately, when they were telling me that my letter had changed their life, I kept on writing back, and that's when I came up with the idea for Mogul.
So you came up with this idea when you were 14, and now you've written a book, Girl Mogul, and this is a nonfiction guide written for young adult girls, right?
It is. It's a guide that highlights all of the lessons I learned and the mistakes I made along the way, and I made so many mistakes. It's really all about failing forward, getting that mindset of failing and failing and trying and succeeding as a result of your learning, and then contacting your mentors so that then you can build this incredible community around you, contacting people that you admire so much that they become your mentors, I outlined the exact ways to reach out to those role models and get them to reply to you 100% of the time. That then enables you to collaborate and receive incredible life-changing opportunities. And so I'm so excited I get to share the strategies, the secrets, because it works. And it will enable you to have the most incredible life-changing opportunities. And then thereafter, from there, it's about continuing to find your place in the world and finding your purpose, your passion, your why. And so anyways, the book is a really powerful one, definitely for young women, teenage girls, young professionals, to be able to become their best selves today.
You might have covered a lot of this already, but the book is divided into three sections: confidence, community, and commitment. What is important about these three areas?
They're all of what is necessary to become your best self. I think to start with, you need to believe in yourself. You need to understand that you are incredible. And ultimately, if you can bring that out of yourself, that your voice deserves to be heard. You deserve a seat at the table. You should try to feel your best, not just look your best. You should try to schedule your way to success and less stress. My favorite chapter title, because that was one of my key things that I did growing up, was figure out a way to schedule my whole entire day so that then I would be accomplishing all the things I needed to do for the day, but also accomplishing my bigger goals in a way whereby I had broken them down and could accomplish them day to day, so that by the time I accomplished them all within the end of the week, for example, then I had accomplished that big goal that I'd wanted to accomplish that week. And then from there, learning how to fail forward, learning that it's okay to not be perfect at the beginning, to keep falling down, but ultimately, so long as you're brave and courageous and you keep getting back up and you're strong and you keep going until you learn and you learn it well, then that's the right mindset. My parents celebrated failing growing up. They always loved for us to be celebrating failing and thriving. So long as we were learning, we were succeeding. So that was a very early lesson for me that I hope young women can learn as well. Community, it's about finding your people. It's about figuring out who your mentors are, and how you determine them is ultimately by thinking about what your dream is and thinking about what skill sets you need to develop to get there, working backwards in this way, such that then you think about your biggest role models within those various skill sets. And then ultimately from that, you're able to determine how to reach out to these role models. Either you know someone in common or you don't, and you have to contact them in a very convincing way via cold email. And then along the way, as you do this, you'll get so many opportunities, and you'll give and give and give your time. You'll over-deliver on mundane tasks, and you'll get incredible opportunities back. And you may meet some haters along the way, some bullies, but you'll learn to rise above it, and we go into that too. And then finally, in terms of commitment, it's about discovering why you're doing all of this. Why are you learning? There is, at the end of the day, an end goal for you. 1 year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, how do you determine what that why is, what that purpose, that passion for you is, and how do you learn how to crush it every single time so that then you can build financial wealth and be and so incredibly successful in every way possible across both your life and career.
You know, one term in the book that really caught my attention and my imagination, and you just actually said it, what is over-delivering?
That's a great question. I love that question because it's an absolute key to happiness across the board, across every part of your life. Over-delivering, being present in the moment, not thinking about the past, not thinking about the future, but being present always in the conversation you're in so that you can over-deliver in that moment. Whatever was expected of you, you are going to be above and beyond that, whether that's you being in a conversation with a friend. But in career, it's similar. It's any task you're ever given, being present in that moment, being focused on it so that you do that super well, that task amazingly well, no matter how mundane the task, no matter how boring, whether you're just stapling papers, whether you're going to get coffee, whether you're going to just be taking notes in a meeting, or whether you're going to be the check-in girl of a Broadway show like I was in one of my first jobs, you over-deliver on it. And by that, I mean, for example, for me, I was putting, instead of checking in people in through paper and pencil, I was literally putting in names and Excel sheets and databases that ultimately had so much research on each person that the producers of the show were able to create more momentum for themselves. That's over-delivering.
Now, you mentioned earlier that you scheduled your day out so you were going to accomplish every task that you had set out for yourself. Did you ever overschedule yourself?
Yes, I think you can absolutely overschedule yourself. There are days, and I've had this in the past when I was younger, and I've had this to this day, where you want to optimize every moment of your day. Therefore, you schedule every part of your day, and sometimes that's 9 to 10 a.m., a meeting 10 to 11, giving a speech 11 to 12, giving an interview, and et cetera, et cetera. And all of a sudden, you find yourself running over on one meeting, and so therefore you couldn't take the next meeting because it ran over. And then all of a sudden, it can be such that things become out of your control. But it's okay. I think so long as you schedule with the right intentions, with always the aim to over-deliver in every single one of those moments, if somehow that day you can't do one of those meetings or you have to move around a couple of things, be strategic yet flexible. That's one of our biggest mantras and mottos at Mogul. We are strategic yet flexible. You aim for the best, but if something doesn't happen along the way and you have to take side alleys instead of the main path, it's okay. Relax, no stress. You know, at the end of the day, you're doing your best that you can, and that's what's important here.
Now, you mentioned earlier, Forbes named you one of their 30 under 30 in media. Business Insider had you on their 30 most important women under 30 in technology, and Elle Magazine named you one of their 30 women under 30 who are changing the world. What happens after 30?
Good question. Well, I'm in my early 30s now, so I'm already telling you that it's great. It's fantastic after 30. And what happens is that it's the most amazing time of your life, honestly. I think 20s is really about discovering yourself further, really learning about more about who you are, what it takes to go after what you want, and ultimately deciding what you want. But 30s, now you know it. So now it's about perfecting that further. I think it's one of my favorite phases of being here at Mogul. You know, we spent several years building and creating, and now we're at the funnest stage ever, which is that we've created so much incredible value. We built so many incredible assets, and now we get to perfect and scale. It's honestly the funnest phase. And that's the same thing with the 30s, perfecting and scaling.
What is your ultimate hope for the book?
My ultimate hope for the book is that I hope that all these young women who read the book are impacted by the lessons they read, the mistakes I share, and are able to apply those to their lives today. I don't share very fluffy advice. I share very tactical, here's steps 1, 2, 3 advice. That's what I'm known for, and that's what the book does. And I hope that, therefore, this book truly changes their lives. There's literally templates for you on what email to write to your role model so that they respond to you almost all of the time. There are literally checklists that you need to fulfill in order to hit that goal. Like anything that you need to accomplish success is either talked about in the book or outlined for you in a very specific way so that if you follow those steps, you will get closer to it. And so I hope that the book has this tremendous impact on all these young women to know that they can be moguls too. One of our biggest feats, actually, is that when I first started Mogul, I remember the first 6 pages of search results on Google being men's names and also links to different definitions that said that Mogul was a successful businessman. And ultimately, now if you Google the word Mogul, you search us on the App Store, we are the number one search result. So we have helped to redefine the word Mogul for the next generation of girls and women to know that they can be moguls too.
That was Tiffany Pham, author of the book Girl Mogul, which was published by Imprint. Thanks for joining us for Marginalia. Discover more episodes at KMUW.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Marginalia is produced at KMUW Wichita. Our engineers are Mark Statzer and Torrin Anderson. Our editors are Luann Stevens and Haley Krausen, and I am the producer. This is Marginalia, and for KMUW, I'm Beth Golay.